This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's young people are in a mental health crisis. That's according to a new study from the Department of Public Instruction. 59% of high school students say they've dealt with at least one mental health challenge in the past year.
Think about that for a second. Almost 6 out of every 10 Wisconsin high schoolers are telling us that they feel anxious, depressed, or suicidal.
State School Superintendent Jill Underly says schools need more mental health services. The remains of a Wisconsin soldier declared missing in action in the Korean War have been identified. Army Corporal Robert Race was from Dodgeville. His body was found in 1951. He'll have a military burial in Dodgeville in September. 75 police officers from Milwaukee will help secure the Democratic National Convention in Chicago later this month. They'll provide security as well as crowd and traffic control. More than 1,600 officers from 24 states and the District of Columbia worked the Republican convention in Milwaukee. A man from Fond du Lac will spend a week in jail for threatening state lawmakers. James Stearns is 75 years old. 2 years ago, he emailed a radio talk show host threatening to kill any state lawmaker who voted in favor of letting teachers and school administrators carry guns. Early voting for Wisconsin's August 13th primary is underway. The Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign is reaching out to registered voters who sat out the midterms 2 years ago.
Listening to them, valuing what they have to say, and understanding why perhaps they've been disengaged for a while.
The campaign's Rhonda Lindner says just getting people to even talk about voting again leads to more civic engagement. Wisconsin healthcare companies say artificial intelligence should be limited and monitored. Officials from UW Health say they use AI for in-room transcription services during medical appointments and to answer patients' questions. A spokesperson says a doctor or a nurse reviews all messages before they're sent to patients. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a special election yesterday, State Representative Dora Drake secured the 4th District Senate seat. With no Republican contenders, Drake emerged victorious following a special primary earlier this month. The district includes Milwaukee's River West neighborhood as well as Glendale, Shorewood, Northern Wauwatosa, and Western Brown Deer. The seat was held by Lena Taylor. She was appointed to the Milwaukee County Circuit Court. Watch your speed today. Law enforcement in Waukesha, Milwaukee, and across the state are taking part in Speed Enforcement Day. It's a 24-hour campaign to curb speeding in an effort led by the State Patrol. The high-visibility effort aims to reduce speed-related crashes, which led to 176 deaths on Wisconsin roads last year. Even with a sales tax hike, the financials for Milwaukee County aren't looking good. Leaders are dealing with a $19 million budget deficit. Officials say it's primarily driven by the sheriff's office due to staffing shortages and increased overtime costs. Despite the tax increase, there's been lower than expected consumer spending, which has taken its toll on the budget. A missing Racine County woman could be in the Big Bend or Hales Corners area. Karen Wandry, an 85-year-old woman with severe dementia, went missing from her Waterford home yesterday. The public is asked to be on the lookout and report any sightings to Racine County officials. Police say she's known to walk in Big Bend and Hales Corners. Michelin stars don't matter at the state fair. It's the Sporkies that cooks cherish. The Wisconsin State Fair starts tomorrow, but yesterday they awarded their prestigious Sporkies Award for Best Food. The top prize goes to Saz's Deep Fried Lemonade Bites. Second and third places went to the Bud Pavilion's Hot Ham and Glazers and Camp Bar's Rise and Swine. The fair in West Dallas gets going tomorrow and runs through the 11th. If you've needed a night out, there's an option tonight in Waukesha. Tonight marks the return of the Waukesha Night Out event. The listing says it's a fun-filled evening with the Waukesha Police Department, and it's aimed at enhancing community safety. There's entertainment, games, and local food trucks. It starts at 5 in Frame Park. And what's left of Yeros West is a pile of rubble. Crews yesterday started tearing down the former Yeros West building in Waukesha. The restaurant closed at the end of last year after being in operation for 33 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Brewers lose to the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting pitcher Joe Ross looked good in the first couple of innings, according to manager Pat Murphy. Ross had not pitched since May 20th.
Ball came out really good. He's obviously healthy. I saw a couple 96s, I think, and ball had some life early. Those first two innings looked fantastic, and I think the Atlanta Braves had a tremendous approach against them. And these are all-star caliber players shooting the ball the other way.
But then Atlanta tagged him for 5 runs on 8 hits and went on to win 5-1 last night at AmFam Field. Jared Kelnick, who grew up in Waukesha, had a home run for Atlanta, said he had about 80 family and friends in the stands, including teachers he had in middle school. Game 3 this afternoon. NFL, Packers giving their first-round draft pick, Jordan Morgan, a look at right guard. Jair Alexander says he's excited so far about the new defense. How good can they be?
It's hard to say right now, man, but, you know, at the end of the day, I see us hoisting that trophy on my birthday, February 9th.
That's Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sinead O'Connor's cause of death has been revealed. According to The Hollywood Reporter, a coroner's report says O'Connor died of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease coupled with bronchial asthma and a low-grade lower respiratory tract infection. What happens when Ozzy Osbourne tries to apologize? He ends up having to apologize. That's what happened when Osbourne said sorry to Britney Spears for recently criticizing her dance moves, saying when it comes to her dancing, he sees the same thing every bleeping day, and that is very sad. Can't find the clicker, huh, Ozzy? Just when the fence was mended, Osbourne said, maybe change a few moves, though. Spears fired back some expletives and called the Osbournes the most boring family there is. Just an aside, one night when you're having a cocktail and you see a Britney Spears video, turn the sound off and watch her dance. Osbourne might be onto something. He's qualified, he's white, he's a dude. Actually, the dude. And he's for Kamala Harris. So says Jeff Bridges, star of 1998's Coen brother cult classic The Big Lebowski. Variety reports that Bridges took part in a Zoom call titled White Dudes for Harris. Joining Bridges on the call were fellow actors Sean Astin, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Bradley Whitford, and Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill. They were joined by various Democratic governors and pledging their support to Kamala Harris. Bridges brought out his best dude voice saying, I'm excited, man. Divorce can be rough on a couple. For example, according to TMZ, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are splitting and have listed their Beverly Hills home for $60 million, forcing Affleck to buy a much smaller house for only $20 million. According to TMZ, Lopez celebrated her birthday alone by throwing herself a lavish Bridgerton-themed party. There's something so fancy about that, and yet so sad. If your resume is updated, you might want to send it to the Academy Awards. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Jimmy Kimmel and John Mulaney both turned down Oscars so far. ABC company man Kimmel has hosted the Oscars 4 times and the Emmys 3 times, but he's trying to slow down and have more balance in his life. Oh well, Mulaney said no thanks, maybe next year. The Oscars don't need to panic yet. The broadcast isn't until March 2nd, and it is still considered a prestigious gig, where most of the time you won't get slapped. Just because you've had a good sitcom once doesn't mean it's automatic your new show will get picked up. Just ask Ty Burrell, who played Phil Dunphy on the hit ABC show Modern Family. The crazy talented Burrell starred in 250 episodes of Modern Family, won 2 Emmys, and was nominated for 8 straight years. ABC still passed on his new pilot, Forgive and Forget. A tough biz indeed. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms possible by late this afternoon into tonight. Our high 83, and it will be humid with a heat index approaching 90 by later this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorm 71. Tomorrow, chance of scattered thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com.